my friends. Oh, yes, I mean, of always band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
All right, let's do it, shall we? Coming up, Dan Durkholz, music journalist extraordinaire, and words from Dazzle and Danny D, not far off. But first, Slam and Sammy Sound. Thank you, Ron Ells, for both of those monikers. They hate you, by the way. All right, Sam Fisher with us from playitforwardstl.org, the philanthropic arm getting instruments into the arms of kids. Let's start there before we get into the local music scene. Hi, first
hi,
of
hi.
All. How
hi,
are
hi.
You? How's it going?
Great.
You don't have to dress up for me.
Well, you didn't either.
All righty, we're out of time. Good to see you, though. All right, coming up and just... No, all right, so let's talk a little bit about it. Anything come in this week?
Today, somebody gave me a trumpet.
Okay.
At my bar, so I'm very excited about that.
Looking for horns, right?
Looking for horns, yeah. And, you know, I guess we're putting a call out to your listeners, and they're not hearing us.
You know, and they have saxophones.
They do.
Flutes in the basement, stuff from high school, college, the kids had, that just sitting there, and some kid could be playing that right now and being turned on to music and maybe turning their life around.
Happens all the time, because the guy that gave me the horn today said, you know, I've had this for 10 years. And I explained to him, I hear that every time somebody gives me an instrument. So here's what I think. You know, we've been doing back on the show for a few weeks now. I think people are hearing about it and they're listening and they're liking it. But they think somebody else is calling in with a trumpet. They're excusing themselves from it.
We need lots.
So now we're just going to put a challenge out to the KTRS listeners.
But guitars, basses, drums, keyboards, not piano so much anymore.
Not so much piano. So good.
Got to go get them.
We're good.
Playitforwardstl.org, the website where you can get hooked up with Sam to help out with that. And we would appreciate you doing so. All right, kiddo, what are you going to do for us this week?
Well, just a reminder of a couple of the shows for Play It Forward coming up this weekend at Atomic Cowboy, 35 bands. We've been talking about that.
Right.
September 15th at our host, City Music. Very excited. And September 23rd at the Roadhouse. So three great shows coming up for Play It Forward.
Those all up on the website?
Yes, they are.
All right, good. We will look there. And this is an opportunity, too, for area musicians who have some music out and want to get it out to the masses. We use this time to do just that. And if you are one of those people or you've got a kid in a band or whatever, the same way, playitforwardstl.org, great way to get a hold of Sam. And that's how a lot of the stuff comes her way. So.
Yeah, I love it. Makes it my job a little bit easier.
What are we going to do first?
Well, this is kind of fun. I love this band. I've only seen them once. I can't wait to go see them again. They're called June Bug. Put it on your calendar. You got to go. They're fantastic. They actually played tonight at Off-Broadway, which started at 9 o'clock, so that's probably over. I'm sure they had a great show. But you can catch them at Toco Festival on September 8th. At 1 p.m. They've recorded their album at with Jacob Dietering at Red Pill, which is a huge, great studio in St. Louis. And this is a fun band. Do you want to hear a song?
Yes, I would like to hear a song.
Called Country Fried.
Let's go.
band is Junebug. The song Country Fried. They're on Facebook too. Love Junebug at Facebook.com. So that is good. Mixing it up a little bit. It's not all that hard, heavy music stuff. I mean, the rock thing, kind of bluegrassy, and
I like
know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're saying exactly what it is. I like it.
Just taking me a little while to get it out. That's all. It's taking a little while to get it out. So they will be again at the Toco Festival September 8th at 1 o'clock. All right, before we get on to the next track, our other hat she wears, the lovely mixologist down at the Broadway Oyster Bar. And for Restaurant Tuesday, your boss was in here.
Yep.
And we failed to mention some people down there that were kind of distraught that they weren't mentioned.
Yeah, I think they're probably not as distraught. They were for about 20 minutes.
Somebody says, hey, I'll give you a shout out on the radio, and they go sit in the car and they listen for half an hour to hear their name, and you drop the ball and don't actually do it. No, I think it's heartbroken.
It is. It's accurate. I do. I suck. I do. But these are my girls. This is Stephanie and Kiki. And not only are they my two favorite people in the world, they're huge supporters of me personally and Play It Forward. And they mean the world to me. And I love these girls very much.
All right. So stop whining, ladies, and clean up table four. All right. Our second band is a group called Sabotage?
No, called Odds Lane.
Oh.
This is Doug Burkett. I think I'm saying his name correctly. I hope I am. Formerly of the Breakers. You remember this band. They've been around for years.
The name does sound familiar.
Yes. We played them before at the Thursday Night Music Club at that other place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're still around, still together.
Yeah. They've actually just put out their third album. It's called Dark Matter. It is available on CD Baby and iTunes. Again, another band that used that Kickstarter program to fund their albums, which I'm loving this so much because, again, it helps indie local artists to pay for their albums and for us as an audience to enjoy instead of waiting for them to wait tables and save the money.
And explain that Kickstarter program again.
Well, you get on Kickstarter.com and you pledge your audience to pledge 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever they want to pledge, and you receive the money, and ultimately that's how you make your recording and your album covers, your art, your cutting the demo, the whole bit. I love it.
And we've got CD number 3, so it's apparently worked out for them.
Yeah, and this band is doing extremely well. This was kind of a fun tidbit. They actually had one of their songs featured on The Deadliest Catch. The song was called Miles Away on the Discovery Channel. It was a theme song. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and plus they get paid every time it plays.
Do they, you think, still?
And that's still running. The show's still running anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on every show, but I think it was featured on one of the shows.
What do you have from them?
This song is called Sabotage. It's off the new album.
That's where Sabotage came from. Let's hear it, shall we?
Can't stand it. I know you meant it. I want to set it straight. Just want to gate. Because you can't stand rocking when I'm in here. Because your crystal ball ain't so crystal clear.
Odd Lane, the band song is Sabotage. Sam Fisher with his Thursday Night Music Club and covering some of the local stuff before we move on to Dan Durkholz with some national acts coming to town and new releases from them. But everybody deserves equal time, so we get on with it. I like that one, too.
Good. Well, you can check them out at oddslanemusic.com. And this Saturday, you can check out an acoustic show at 6 o'clock at the Melting Pot, which I love that place.
Which one? In U City or
in
the one in Chesterfield?
U City.
Okay, U City.
City.
All right.
And then the other one, the other show is August 2nd at the Hard Rock Cafe at Union Station. And that's their full band stuff, so that should be a great show.
And it's such a great venue for live music, and ironically, they rarely have it.
It's a great venue, and they got the outdoor, you got the water right there.
Yeah.
And they've got the money to pay the band, so buck up, Union Station, Hard Rock.
There you go.
There.
All right, so we got time for one more?
We do.
Okay.
And we talked about Stephanie and my girl Kiki, and this song goes out to them.
Oh, now you're just...
Now I'm just rolling in it.
All right, so what's the group? What's the song? What's the story? Tell me more.
I know this is a local show, but I figured these bands, they're playing locally, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw them in. The Revivalist, one of my favorites I've ever seen in many years. Great indie band touring all over the United States. They're from New Orleans. They're playing at the Oyster Bar on August 11th, but August 12th, there's a little place in Maryville, Illinois called Bobby's Frozen Custard.
That's the name of the bar?
No, it's a custard shop.
It really is a custard shop.
It's a custard shop where you can get custard and berries and frozen.
And bands.
And bands. And people show up by the truckloads and they bring their lawn chairs and they sit and they listen to live music. And I'm just blown away that the Revivalists are going to be there because it's going to rock Maryville. Maryville's not going to know what hit them.
And have their frozen custard.
And their frozen custard at the same time. And the guy, Bobby, that owns the place, I've met him several times, really great guy. And he, again, just he doesn't even have a venue, but he supports local live music. And that's pretty cool.
Yes, therevivalist.com, too, the website for more information about them. The 11th at the Oyster Bar, the 12th, both of these August, the 12th at Bobby's Frozen Custard, Maryville, Illinois. All right, and we'll go out with a cut from them. And again, if you've got a band you want to get some exposure for, well, play it forward, stl.org. Good place to start. Send a note to Slammin' Sammy Sound here and get yourself hooked up. And we want your instruments, too, to give to the kids at school. We would appreciate that immensely. What are we going out with?
We're going out with Sunny Days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my darling.
Always a pleasure, my dear. Danny's coming up in just a bit. Hang on.
From the bass drum boom, so now I'm spinning round like a dreaded